Dubai Eye
103.8. This is your chance to join the conversation on The Agenda.
Call us now on 04871 5500.
I don't want to dwell too much on what is a very sad subject this morning, but it has prompted a wider conversation. Let's just go back to the story of Lil Bahadur Parriyar, who was a much-loved security guard who lost his life outside a Dubai school earlier on this week after a tragic accident. He was incredibly loved by many students, parents and school staff, as has been borne out by the number of text messages we've received this morning from people reacting to the story, and the number of people that had interacted with Lil Bahadur during his time here has taken me by surprise. And some lovely testaments and messages from a number of people, including Yusra Zaki, who was a former student at the school in question as well, who has written a piece in one of the broadsheets this morning about it. There's also been a statement released by the school itself, which themselves are suffering. The statement saying, "We are all processing the loss of our beloved security guard. There are many in the community asking how they can help. We are in the process of setting up a celebration of life and arrangements to support the family." Keep your thoughts coming in, 4001, if you want to get your thoughts into the show. With regards to the security guard in question, we've had a number of text messages.
Yes, unfortunately, most security guards only speak their home language, I have found. That's one of the texts that we got. Another one saying, "Unfortunately, there are more bad apples in the bunch than good ones. Work in management at a mall. We've had to change security companies several times. I blame the management of these companies for their lack of training that I believe is where the core of the problem lays. On another note, my heartfelt condolences go out to the security guard's family and loved ones for their tragic loss."
Yeah, thank you very much indeed for that text message. Much appreciate it and all of those text messages that have come through with regards to this specific case, but also the wider question that it poses. And I think Sakib puts that up, says, "Look, I wonder what's happened about the incident itself. Also, what lessons have been learned?" Well, that's something that we're trying to address this morning, Sakib. Thank you for that one. What lessons have been learned by this incident? Do we show enough respect to security guards in general, to lifeguards as well, individuals who aren't paid a huge amount or asked to work very long hours, very long shifts, for little reward? And do they deserve the attitude, the arrogance, the ignorance they get from a lot of people here in the UAE? Does it bear just to show a little bit of appreciation to these individuals who play a significant role in our lives? Why do I say this? Because I think if you go to any other part of the world, one thing that's always struck me about Dubai is the number of security guards that are employed in this country. The security industry is a large one. The number of security guards is almost unprecedented compared to, say, back home where I call home, the United Kingdom, where you wouldn't see a security guard in every building. You wouldn't see a security guard on every building site. You wouldn't see as many security guards as you do in malls, in and around schools, in and around businesses as well. It's a huge business, and I think it all contributes to the idea of safety.
Yes, and because there are many, many companies that employ these security guards and or that deploy these security guards to commercial establishments, etc. I think the listener or the texter earlier made a very good point about when he said that there are more bad apples than good ones. And we've actually got a tweet related to that. P. Rye at Fatboy Ronin saying, and there's a, sorry, this is a very serious topic, but loving the Twitter handles. Fatboy Ronin, there is a price war going on between security companies, although there is a legislation by CIRA, S-I-R-A, regarding salary. Some companies don't follow those. Some paid half a month salary. The recruiting agents, too, charge a lot when they're brought inside Dubai, into Dubai. PRI added, "World Security, TransGuard, G-Force are a handful of companies following the rules and paying salaries on time."
Oleg, thank you very much indeed to you for your text message. It's a thankless job, sadly, and a lot of people get mocked for it, says Oleg. If you work at a store, customers might accuse you of following them. when really you're just walking around because you're trying to do your job. Store employees expect you to follow suspicious individuals around when you're just there to observe and report. It's annoying to hear that you're not being useful enough. Oleg, we appreciate your thoughts. Lots of people coming through with their thoughts on today's talker, a talker that's been prompted by the sad loss of a security guard, a much-loved security guard, after one outside one of Dubai's schools earlier on this week. In fact, we've had a number of people text in who knew the individual in question, Lil, and paying their tributes to Lil. Noor's children go to the school, and they knew Lil well.
Really loved my son and took extra care of him. Always had a smile on his face. We're really going to miss him so much. And all the parents are getting together to honor him, and we want to care about his family, give tribute to this man. He's been working for this school for over 8 years, and the sacrifices he did for our kids, we just want to share light about his life.
Thoughts obviously go to Lil's family and friends. Thoughts also go to the students of the school in question and the faculty at the school in question, who I'm sure have been rocked by this news and the incident earlier on this week. So we asked Noor, how are the children?
So they have done counseling for the kids, but mine are still a bit young to understand what really went on. But the whole incident is just really sad. But thank you so much for sharing a positive light on this man's life.
Really kind of you to get in touch, Noor. Thank you very much indeed to you. Police are investigating. We don't know the exact circumstances surrounding the incident. The investigation is underway, so no speculation it's not wise to speculate about the causes or, of course, the ramifications. But what we can do is prompt a conversation about safety around school zones, driving around school zones. Does there need to be more focus on securing the roads and the areas around schools? Parents also calling out other parents who don't respect traffic rules, especially in and around schools, or respect people who manage the traffic around the school. Is that something that you see on the daily drop-off or pick-up? I, for one, know that when I'm dropping my child off at... Can I say it? Can I say the school or not?
Go for it.
I'll get into trouble there. I'll probably get into trouble.
Why? Is it a bad story?
No, it's just... So I do a drop-off every morning before I come here.
Mm-hmm.
And every morning I see parents disrespecting... Not just so much disrespecting the rules, just disrespecting other parents by cutting into the line. Because there's always a long queue of traffic of parents looking to get to the drop-off area from the road. And you can guarantee there's always an arrogant or ignorant or entitled parent who speeds up all the way to the front of the line and then barges in.
Yeah.
Now, what gives you the right to do that? I mean, what does give you the right to do that? Why are you any different from any other parent waiting patiently in a line to drop their children, who are probably in the same class as your child in the back of your car? What gives people the right? I don't get it. That is the attitude that is causing these sort of problems.
You know what? I 100% agree with you. One of the parents told me, the reason there's chaos, traffic chaos around the school zone is because most of the time, generally, parking lots are just, sand pits. And there's really no clear sort of traffic management around them, no lanes, etc. And so it's just free for all. But I don't believe that's a good excuse.
Security guards aren't traffic managers. Should we therefore be taking out our frustrations on they? Are they the brunt of a lot of the disappointment, the unhappiness of parents? We'd like to get your thoughts. Right, let's continue with the conversation. Keep your thoughts coming through to us, 4001 on this one. Lots more text messages and suggestions coming up after this. What have we been doing here on the agenda? We've been paying tribute to a man who so sadly lost his life. Security guard named locally as Lil Bahadur Pariyar, who was understood to have worked at a school in Dubai, which opened in 2005 for a number of years. He was the man who died after being hit by a car. And since then, tributes have been flooding in for the worker after the accident on Monday. In fact, during the show, a number of people getting in touch with us paying tribute to the security guard, much loved security guard, including Noor, whose children go to the school.
Really loved my son and took extra care of him. Always had a smile on his face. We're really going to miss him so much. and all the parents are getting together to honor him, and we want to care about his family, give tribute to this man. He's been working for this school for over 8 years, and the sacrifices he did for our kids, we just want to share light about his life.
Shivangi also got in touch with us from Dubai Marina, believes that security guards' roles should not be taken for granted.
Start and end of the day, our kids see their faces, and if they are unhappy, I mean, they are going to kind of pass on to the kids too. But they're always happy, and I'm sure the school should make sure that they are kept happy, because they are doing one of the greatest jobs for us, is keeping our kids safe at the end of the day.
She also wanted to take the opportunity to say this.
A big shout out to Leonard and Vijay. You guys are awesome. I mean, you all work so hard for our school. I hope God bless your family. I mean, you guys are great. Thank you so much for bringing smiles to our kids and us. Thank you so much. And again, a big shout out to Leonard, Vijay and Jebel Ali School.
Look at that. I think we're on to something here. Who wants to give their security guard a shout out? If you would like to give your much maligned security guard and probably not praised enough security guard, this is the opportunity for you to do it. Put it down onto a text message for us. We'll get in touch. We'll record it for you. We'll play them out tomorrow. Done?
That's lovely. Done.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.